Barry DuPlessis here for Cigar Coop Coalition PCA 2024. We're back here at the General Cigar Booth talking to none other than Sean Williams, the amazing brand ambassador for the iconic brand Cohiba. I'm so glad to be here with you, Sean. How are you doing
those
today?
Those are some great adjectives, man. I hopefully I live up to it. Thank you,
man. You live up to it all the time.
I love you, man. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we've got some amazing cigars to talk about. You've been doing some amazing things at Cohiba over the years. And but one of the newest releases, this blend is an absolute favorite of mine, the Riviera.
Thank you, man.
And it's got a new Vitola that I'm really excited about because I am a Lancero guy. Tell us about it.
So as you you mentioned, the Riviera is a release that we put out last year. So I guess it's sort of the newest full-time release. Just to sort of recap on the blend. First time that we use a San Andreas wrapper, box press platform, which is the first for us as well. Some beautiful tobaccos, basically highlighting a number of regions from Nicaragua. One of my favorite, Condega, also Esteli and Jalapa, Hamastan Valley, Honduras. So nice, bold cigar, cocoa leather, really, really rich cigar. And basically, we've intensified those characteristics in the form of the Lancero. As you mentioned, it's one of your favorite sizes, same as me. And it's one of those things that you know, we're not sure, or at least, you know, you don't think intuitively that there's a big market for Lanceros, you know, especially over the years, things have sort of trended towards the larger platforms.
Yeah.
But guys like yourself and me, we really love the cigar. Mm-hmm. We like how it really accentuates the notes in the cigar and highlights the wrapper. So we figured we had a big enough audience that we find people that would really appreciate this. So super, super excited about it. Box press Lancero, so it's going to give you a lot of the things that you got in the Riviera, just intensify a little bit more leather, a little bit more earth, just a little bit more intensity in the flavor, and it's just a really, really elegant, decadent cigar. So super excited, first time we've ever done a Lancero on top of a box press, which is resident throughout the Riviera portfolio. So super excited about it, and I think it'll be shipping within the next couple of weeks, so
beautiful.
We'll see it, and they're going to try it.
Well, sounds good. We'll see you at a retailer soon. I love that some of the components, and you were talking about some of those components that are in the Riviera blend. They go back to your roots in the cigar business, and something else that goes back to your roots is the newest, latest, and greatest from Cohiba as well. The newest Siri M Reserva Roja. Tell us a little bit about this beautiful cigar we got here.
As you mentioned, this is going back to my roots. I mean, as a cigar maker, I was fortunate enough to start making cigars with El Titón de Bronce back in 2010. So we're talking almost a decade and a half. And this is actually our fourth release of a cigar under Cohiba with the El Titón family. Of course, the previous iterations were the Siri M with the beautiful Corojo wrapper. Creamier cigar, very, very cedar rich, great cigar. And we had that blend out for 3 years. So we thought it was a good time to sort of change it up just a little bit. So we stayed with a lot of those notes, a lot of that essence with the Corojo wrapper. This is a darker hue, a darker fermentation, which shows more of as a Colorado. That's the name, Reserva Roja. So it's a the Corojo wrapper. We use the same leaf for the binder and the filler. Of course, you got the Piloto Cubano, and you got some of the beautiful tobaccos that we love from Nicaragua, Esteli, Jalapa, a little Dulce Viso. Great cigar. It's going to give you a lot of the notes that you got in the first Siri M, but a little bit more body, a little bit more subtle spice, but just a very rich, decadent cigar. And we hope people like the sort of next iteration of Siri M, with our family down at El Titón.
So this has been such a successful series for you, and I know it gives you great pleasure personally.
Absolutely.
Just because it goes back to your roots. Is this something, a series that do you think we'll be able to continue to see?
This is the fourth year, so I think it's pretty pretty safe to assume that we're going to be doing this now for the foreseeable future, certainly, especially with the understanding that we've actually doubled down and sort of reimagining the packaging, coming out with an extension in the portfolio with a new blend. So we're having fun with it, and we're not sure what we're going to do next year. We're going to stay with the blend and go to a different Vitola or go with a different blend, but you can look forward to us putting out this super exclusive release from El Titón year after year, at least for the foreseeable future, for sure.
Very excited to see the best from Cohiba. The latest and greatest, the Cohiba Siri M Reserva Roja, and the latest Vitola from the Riviera as well. Sean Williams of Cohiba, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. All right. My man.